Summer officially commences Friday evening, ladies and gentlemen. The forthcoming months will indeed reflect this seasonal transition. A pronounced ridge of high pressure in the upper levels of the atmosphere will be dominating our weather here, at least over the next 7 days across North Texas, yielding morning lows in the mid to upper 70s, afternoon highs in the middle 90s, but factor in the humidity, heat index value will approach 103 degrees for the foreseeable future. 105 degrees, at least the heat index for two consecutive days. That's what prompts heat advisories, but I don't see those around here for the next seven, but some heat warnings and heat watches up across the northern plains into Dakotas and into the Midwest, stretching Minnesota down towards Wisconsin and into the Iowa and northern Missouri area. So if you're heading that direction here this weekend, well, you won't think it's too bad, but they do. A lot of people don't have air conditioning. They just have window units in their bedroom. So be careful up there. All right. Hurricane season is underway, as you probably know. Started June 1st. In the Atlantic and Pacific basins, we have a Category 4 Hurricane Eric in the eastern Pacific advancing towards southern shores of Mexico this morning, situated about 100, 125 miles southeast of Acapulco. Fortunately, Acapulco will experience an offshore wind as the storm makes landfall to the southeast later on this morning through the afternoon. This storm's landfall will be coming into a sparsely populated area of Mexico, which is also positive. Otherwise, Eric's moisture will subsequently traverse Mexico and enter the southwestern United States next week, potentially providing relief to the drought-stricken areas of far west Texas. However, our region will not receive precipitation from this system. Following a tumultuous spring, forecast appears relatively straightforward, folks, for a while as we enter the first day of summer coming up. DFW Airport has accumulated a surplus of about an inch and a half of rainfall so far this year, and that'll contribute to temperatures below 100 for the time being, at least the surface temperatures. Have a pleasant day today and enjoy the weather when you can. It's the only weather you've got.